I've got another great story on Alan Chapman. We were at NBT, fifth floor, 501 NBT building. On the third floor was a barbershop. I always got my hair cut there. One day I get a call at the office, and Mr. Chapman says, "Don, I need a haircut badly." He said, "There's a barbershop in our building, isn't there?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Would you call and see if I could come in this afternoon?" So I called down. This fellow's named Bruce. He'd been there forever. I said, "Bruce, Mr. Chapman needs a haircut. Do you have any openings this afternoon?" He said, "Sure." And he gave me a time. I said, "Well, I'll have him there." So I go pick him up, bring him down. I told him I had an appointment. I let him out right in front of the building. I said, "I'm going to go to the parking garage now, and you just get on the elevator, get off on the third floor, and when you walk out, there's big glass windows, and Bruce is in there in his barbershop, and you know he's got a gal that manicures and shoe shine boy and all that." I said, "When you finish, just come on up two floors, get on the elevator, and we can discuss some business, and then I'll take you home when you're ready." So he does that, comes up. Boy, he's all slicked up. He's had a haircut, and it's obvious he had a shave because he didn't shave every day. Anyway, I take him home. He's pleased. He said, "I really like that Bruce fella." About a week, I go down to Bruce, and I get me a haircut. In those days, haircuts were $2. And I automatically, when I finished, said, "Bruce, what I owe you?" He said, $17.50. I said, $17.50? Your price has gone up just a little. He said, "No, haircut's still $2. He said, "That friend of yours that you brought in here the other day, said he got a shampoo, a mustache trim, a shave, a shoe shine, and a manicure. When we finished, I took the robe off of him, and he turned around and he said, 'Thank you for everything. Just put that on Don Pittman's account.'" He said, "I knew where to find you." I said, "He wouldn't reach for his wallet, would he?" He said, "Didn't even give you a hint." That I knew who he was, and I knew he was certainly good for it. Typically him.
But he knew that a lot of these things would be paid for out of his money anyway.
Oh, sure.
But when the cash was in his pocket, it was tough to reach for it.
Secure. I've got another, if you like stories. We were in Paris one time, and he had two sets of guests. One of the real famous fancy restaurants there is a restaurant called Tour d'Argent. It's on the Seine River on the top of a building up about eight floors, overlooking the river and Notre Dame. Beautiful setting as the lights come on Notre Dame at night. We had dinner, and I think my wife was with me, so there's 8 or 10 people there. This place is expensive. When the bill came, Mrs. Chapman told him to pay it. I thought, oh my gosh, you know, he's not going to want to pay that bill. And she was afraid someone else was going to get the bill. And he reaches in his pocket and pulls out his wallet and pulls out a Diners Club card, hands it to the waiter, and this guy's gone for a lengthy period of time, comes back, and in broken English, he says that this card has expired, and it was like 5-8 years expired. So Mr. Chapman again gets his wallet out, and he thumbs through there and hands him an American Express. He leaves. A few minutes, he comes back, and he said, "Sir, I'm sorry. This card has also expired." Mrs. Chapman just grabs the check, says, "Don, pay for it." I told him later, I said, "You know, when you opened that wallet, moths flew out." But he gets a new credit card, and he just puts it in. He never takes the old one out.
Did he enjoy humor, like when you said the moths flew out? That was okay?
He
could jab him a little bit?
He could, yeah. We were in Monte Carlo one time, my wife and I. We had walked from the hotel where he had his suite called the Hermitage over to the Hotel de Paris next to the casino. One block. Had a nice dinner, and we came back to the hotel, and it was kind of a long corridor that you had to walk down. And he was slow. He had a cane. So my wife and I and Mrs. Chapman, we were way ahead of him, and we'd turn and look, and my wife says, "Watch this." So she pulls in a little door area where you couldn't see her. And as he walks by, she reaches out and pinches him on the rear end. He doesn't know she's there. He jumps and screamed, and it first made him kind of mad. And I thought, oh my gosh. We were all laughing so much, he started laughing. And he looked at Sandy and says, "Sandy, don't ever do that again. I could have a heart attack."
Well, you said he walked with a cane.
Yes.
Why was that?
He had a limp, and I don't know what it was later in life. Just had a leg problem, and I don't know what it was. But he needed that cane more for stability than anything.